Good day. This week we've been looking at John chapter 15, and it's so encouraging going through this portion of scripture because the Bible says, man, he's the one who lifts you up. He's the one who cleanses you from guilt and shame. He's the one who sustains you, that when you're connected and rooted in him and secure in his love, bearing fruit is just a supernatural byproduct of who you're connected to. The Bible says that when we are rooted and established in Christ and the finished work of what he has done, that we are complete in him. We are connected to a life source. We are connected to the true vine, that bearing fruit just comes supernaturally because who we are identifying with, that we are plugged into a power source, the vine, Jesus Christ. And I want to read verses 7 to 9 in John chapter 15. It says, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it'll be done for you. I mean, those are powerful words from Jesus. He's saying, as you rest in him, as you rest in his love, as you are rooted and grounded in the love that he has for you, because he goes on, he says, my Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and prove to be his disciples. Just as the Father has loved me, I also have loved you. Remain in my love. He's saying, when I'm remaining in his love, when I'm abiding in his love, and I'm allowing the water of the word to wash me, and I'm staying connected to the vine, when I'm connected to this power source as somebody who is complete, who's been washed free of all guilt and sin, in this place, whatever I ask of God, the Bible says he hears me and he gives me. When I'm resting in the love of Christ and his word is in my heart, his desires become my desires, as it says in Psalm chapter 37. It's saying that when I ask, you know, many times people are asking, but in James chapter 4, it says we ask amiss because we're just asking for our own pleasures. And that's why we don't get what we have, because we are not dependent on him. But he's saying, whatever I wish, he's saying that when there is a union in my heart with the Lord, that there is a confidence that comes, that when I'm asking him, he gives me what I ask because I'm united to him, I'm connected to him, and I'm connected to him as my power source. And it says, it will be done. What a powerful statement that Jesus says here. He says, whatever I ask, he will give me. It will be done for me because I've prayed according to the will of God. I've prayed according to his word. What does his will in his word say that I can have? You know, this is so powerful. And then he ends here. He says, remain in my love. After all that you've done, after you've been cleansed, after you've been washed, after you've been sustained and lifted up, as you're reminding yourself and remaining rooted and grounded in his love, as you are rooted and grounded and fixed in the finished work of Jesus, that you are complete. Here in John chapter 9, 15 verse 9, he says, remain in my love. Stay there. Stay connected. Abide in the love that God has for you, because it's in abiding and resting, being secure in the love of God, that I'm connected to the power source, that the fruit of the gospel, the fruit of being a disciple, is because I'm remaining and abiding and staying secure in the love that God has for me. Friends, I want to encourage you, if you are feeling down, get connected to the right power source, because Jesus is the one who will sustain you and lift your head in the midst of enemies surrounding you. He's the one who will cleanse you. He's the one who will remind you, man, be connected to me. He is the creator of the universe. And when I'm connected to him as the true vine, man, I'm connected to creative power. I'm connected to the power source. I'm connected to something that never, ever runs out, like a dynamo. That it just is connected to this power source and will keep on going. Remain in his love and always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved of God.